Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, and folks, we've got a busy day ahead.
That's right. There's a definite sense of, let's call it guarded optimism out there. Futures on the S&P 500 are pointing about, 13 points above fair value, so a modestly higher start is on the cards.
Guarded is the key word, isn't it? Especially with all eyes on the geopolitical situation and, of course, the Federal Reserve later today. What's the latest on the overnight front?
Well, the good news, if you can call it that, is the night passed without a major escalation in the Middle East, specifically concerning Israel and Iran. But, you know, it's a very fluid situation, and the market's definitely keeping a close watch. Some reports suggest the next 24 to 48 hours are critical for a diplomatic solution.
Nerve-wracking stuff. And across the pond? How did Asia and Europe fare?
Asia was a mixed bag. Japan's Nikkei actually climbed nearly 1%, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng slipped over 1%. China's Shanghai Composite was pretty much flat. Europe, on the other hand, is currently trading in the red. We're seeing Germany's DAX down about 0.6%, and the FTSE in the UK is off just a touch.
Interesting. Any specific news out of Europe? I heard Sweden's Riksbank made a move.
They did. The Riksbank cut its policy rate by 25 basis points to 2%. Meanwhile, an ECB policymaker, Panetta, highlighted some unquantifiable risks to their policy outlook. And, of course, the Bank of England has its decision tomorrow, though no rate cut is expected there.
Okay, let's bring it back home. The main event today is undoubtedly the Fed. What are we expecting at 2 p.m. Eastern?
Absolutely no surprises anticipated on the rate front itself. The market has zero expectation of a rate cut announcement today. The real focus will be on the summary of economic projections and, of course, Fed Chairman Powell's press conference afterwards. Traders will be dissecting every word for clues on future policy.
Before we get to the Fed, though, we've got a barrage of economic data hitting at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. What's on tap?
We're looking at May housing starts, with a consensus around 1.356 million. And building permits, expected near 1.411 million. Also, the latest initial jobless claims. The market's looking for about 253,000, but the real number to watch there might be continuing claims.
Why so much focus on continuing claims?
Because last week's reading was the highest since early 2021, so another jump there could really signal some cooling in the labor market. We also saw MBA mortgage applications earlier, down 2.6%, by the way.
Got it. Now let's shift to company-specific news. Any earnings or guidance catching your eye this morning?
Definitely a few movers. In the steel sector, it's a tale of two cities. Nucor, ticker NUE, issued above-consensus earnings per share guidance for Q2, which is great for them. They're trading up about 2.3% pre-market.
And the other side of that coin?
That would be Steel Dynamics, STLD. They issued Q2 EPS guidance below consensus, and the stock is down about 0.9%, so a clear divergence there.
Interesting. What else is on the radar?
GMS, ticker GMS, beat their Q4 expectations, and the stock is up nearly 4%. Marvell Technology, MRVL, also made some optimistic comments about their expected data center growth, and they're up over 3%. On the flip side, Allstate, ALL, announced May catastrophe losses of $777 million, or $614 million after tax. That's a hefty number.
Oof, yeah, that'll sting. Any other notable corporate headlines?
A few things. Hasbro, HAS, is reportedly planning a 3% global workforce reduction. Amazon and Disney are collaborating on advertising. And in M&A, Array Tech is acquiring APA Solar, and Hyatt completed its acquisition of Playa Hotels.
And we've seen some IPOs pricing too, right?
Yes, Caris Life Sciences, ticker CAI, and Slide Insurance Holdings, SLDE, both priced their IPOs and did so above or at the high end of their expected ranges. That's a positive sign for the IPO market, perhaps.
Always good to see. Now, let's talk broader market internals and some of those pre-market movers. What's gapping up and down?
Well, on the gapping up list, we mentioned GMS and Marvell. Arrive AI, ARAI, is also up around 7%. On the downside, Biomea Fusion, BMEA, is down sharply, about 26%, after announcing a proposed public offering of securities. That often happens.
Indeed. What about volatility? Some of the sentiment data we're tracking indicated a pretty significant jump in the VIX yesterday.
That's right. the VIX surged about 12.7%, signaling that elevated risk aversion. This morning, looking at the VXX, which tracks volatility, it's showing a slight increase too, so still some nervousness. Treasuries are reflecting a bit of that safety bid as well, with the 10-year yield down 2 basis points to 4.37%.
And commodities. Crude oil is up a bit, but gold is taking a breather.
Exactly. Crude is up about 0.25%, trading around $75 a barrel. Gold is down about $3.50, near $3,403 an ounce. Some market internals from our analytics are also showing a bearish skew this morning, with more stocks indicating selling pressure than buying interest. And the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is also looking a bit bearish, even overbought.
So a mixed picture. You mentioned guarded optimism earlier, but some of these indicators are flashing caution.
Precisely. It's a complex environment. For instance, while some short-term indicators are bearish, primary and weekly indicators are still leaning bullish, albeit with a quote-unquote caution flag. It suggests the market is at a real inflection point.
Let's drill down into sectors. What are you seeing there? Any particular areas of strength or weakness?
Over the past 30 days, energy and technology have shown resilience. They've had rising volumes and strong performance, suggesting investor confidence. On the flip side, staples and real estate have been weaker, trading on lower volumes and showing less price appreciation.
And any signs of sector rotation?
There does seem to be a notable rotation occurring, with capital flowing from defensive sectors towards more cyclical and growth-oriented ones like tech and energy. Typically, that's a bullish sign for overall risk appetite, but given the other cautious signals, it's one to watch closely.
Okay, so for traders tuning in, what are the key technical levels they should be watching on the major indices like the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100?
For the S&P 500, or SPY, support seems to be in the 597 to 598 zone. Resistance is up around 599.50 to 600. A breakout above 600 could really drive some significant buying, while a fall below 597 might bring out more sellers.
And for the QQQ, tracking the NASDAQ 100?
For QQQ, support is around the 529 to 530 level. Resistance is a bit higher, between 531.50 and 532. If it can break convincingly above that 531.58 recent high, that could suggest a bullish breakout. But dropping below 529 could increase selling pressure.
So a lot of ifs and buts depending on how these levels hold. Given all this, any quick trade ideas or sectors to particularly focus on at the open?
Well, the overall advice from some of the analysis I've seen is for swing traders to remain cautious, especially with that bearish volume skew and the geopolitical uncertainty. The focus might be better on defensive plays or those energy-related sectors that have shown relative strength. It might also be prudent to avoid discretionary and healthcare stocks for now, as they seem to be under some regulatory pressure and reacting to weaker retail data.
That makes sense. Any specific stocks on your watch list?
Some technical analysis points to ZS, Zscaler, as a potential continuation play. And for an anticipation setup, Netflix, NFLX, is one to keep an eye on. But again, caution is the word of the day, especially ahead of the Fed.
I see. So if you had to sum up the morning, we're looking at a market that's trying to edge higher, but it's walking a tightrope with the Fed and global events, right?
That's a perfect way to put it. The market is really poised at a critical juncture. We're testing key resistance levels. A clean break could ignite a rally, but any significant negative news or a failure to push through these levels could easily induce more selling pressure. Today is all about managing risk and watching those catalysts very closely.
Excellent. So, traders, keep your eyes peeled on those economic numbers at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, the ongoing geopolitical whispers, and of course, the big FOMC announcement and Powell's presser at 2 p.m. It's going to be an active session.
Absolutely. Stay nimble, watch those key levels we discussed, and be prepared for potential volatility spikes, especially around the Fed release.
Sound advice, as always. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great trading day, everyone.